Hey, if you're still doing any back-to-school shopping, you want to support the podcast, or you got to buy any stuff on Amazon, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon. It only works in the U.S., unfortunately, but... And that is our Amazon affiliate link. And then anything you buy, you'll get the same Amazon, same prices and everything. They'll just give us a small commission on what you buy. And I can't tell you what a huge help that is to pay our monthly recurring bills. Because we have monthly recurring, but that's a huge help in paying the bills and keeping the podcast sustainable. So if you use Amazon and you don't already use an affiliate link for a special cause, like a charity or a school, you know, use that first. But if you don't use it for any of those things, use our link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon. And on to the show. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble falling asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you... The podcast that's here to put you to sleep. Nope. This is the second time I've been doing the intros. I've been having trouble now. The podcast that's here to put you to sleep. The podcast that's here to put you to sleep. That was too fast. The podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. Nailed it. All you need to do is get in bed, turn on the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been running through your brain, your body, your heart, your spirit, your soul. You just got some electrical. What if you got aura problems or third eye problems? Like, any of that stuff, I'm going to try to take your mind off of that stuff. You say, geez, I woke up, my aura, I'm all green today. Holy moly. And that might be a metaphor. You might be just, some of you, you say, geez, holy cow, how do you know my aura is green? And some of you might say, well, geez, I can relate to having a green aura. I'm not an aura man myself, but I'm familiar with the concept. And some of you might be like, I don't even know, what is he talking about? With the aura talk, and I would say, well, just stick with me, because I'm just trying to distract you, as a matter of fact, from that little voice or that little part of your body that as soon as you lie down, I don't know if you guys can hear it or if that's just my ear, I just got a high-pitched noise action here. But sometimes it's worse for me than a high-pitched noise, whatever it is, when you're trying to sleep, whether it's overthinking or physical pain, sadness, worrying, anxiety, phobias, whatever it is, I'm going to talk tonight. I'm going to, weave a little something, and you just listen. But mostly, just kind of listen. You say, geez, I'll kind of tune in. I'm going to use some lulling, soothing tones. I'm going to use some silly stuff. I'm going to pat that on there like I'm making, I've never made any paper mache. Would you believe that? Lived my whole life without making paper mache. And I say, Jesus, you talk about a bucket list. That's probably, I didn't even realize it. I don't have a bucket list because I have so many. Anytime I start making a list, it's just like bedtime. And, as they say, I have a lot of rules about bedtime. No making lists at bedtime. Maybe an hour before bedtime, make a list, and then stop an hour before bedtime. There's your pro-am sleep tip. Now, probably don't do what I'm going to do later, which is get ready for bed and then say, well, geez, that paper mache sounds pretty good. And then say, well, should we look up how to do it or just, I think just put water, Elmer's glue, and flour, isn't it? And then... balloons, and then paper. So you got the mache, that's, the liquid, the paper. And you see, geez, I don't know any newspapers, so maybe we'll go out. I got a phone book somebody dropped in front of my apartment. Could we do some, don't do that at bedtime. Or, well, geez, this might be something. Here's a crazy idea. Craft time in the middle of an intro. Does any crafty people do this? Let's do, trap the list inside a paper mache. if you need to do any bedtime listing, oh yeah, this usually doesn't happen where I come up with strange ideas like this. If you're new here, the distracting's already begun, and actually, I don't know how the hell I'm going to weave this into a metaphor about distracting people at bedtime, but it might be possible. Because I don't know about you, but, you know, everything in my brain and my, you know, whatever, the rest of parts of my personality would love to list a bunch of crap right when I get into bed. Now, what if, probably schedule this not at bedtime, but let's just imagine, because I'll probably really do it, but I don't want you to. We take the phone book, we rip out some pages, but bust out a Sharpie, and we write a list about, you know, whatever you guys can complain, you know, go ahead, fire up the old complainers. I got about 45 different complainers in my brain. You know, Shame Master 2000, still mad that I lost the, you know, year 2000 breakdancing competition in 19 whatever. I think that was on the comeback on, you know, 1998 or something, but, so we'll do that, and then we'll use that as the inside of the paper mache. So we'll do a balloon. Maybe we'll put some lists on the balloon, but we're going to, I think you pop the balloon. So then we'll mache up that balloon. We'll pop it. And then we can always do a pinata action. I think those are made of paper mache. And then, you know, fill it with candy. Again, not a bedtime thing, unless you, and probably even chamomile candy. I don't know if that exists, but it's still probably not a good idea because either it's going to have sugar or some sugar substitute or, you know, you're going to fall asleep. You know, don't, and obviously most of us have learned not to chew gum at bedtime, but just in case there's anybody out there that hasn't learned that. And hasn't learned that ice does not work and peanut butter does not work. I think those are just devices that the great parent in the sky came up with to make it more humiliating that you have gum in your hair. Because you always end up just cutting it out anyway, or just go to school looking like a fool. That's what they would tell me. And I say, geez, with the peanut butter and the anyway, don't, you know, but just in case I got somebody out there I can reach out to, don't chew, take the gum out of your mouth right now. Okay, with that being said, so this is a podcast to take your mind off of stuff. And paper mache, not to totally go off rails again, what a wonderful paper mache. I'm Ben Mache's French. Because it's got like a C and an E at the end, dead giveaway for a French word, if you ask me. But mache, but you know, the French do have words like that are just one paper mache. If there's ever a train, you know, if I do start throwing subconscious stuff in there, that'll be an action word, paper mache. And they would say, well, what did Scooter do with his powers of mind control? He actually had, when he said paper mache, people just started making paper mache stuff with their lists. And actually, he got rid of the bucket list. He created the mache list. And then he was sued, you know, by the maches and also by the Irish, because he said, well, it's the maches, you know, top of the paper for you, you know, whatever he said. He tried to do an Irish, so he's a wanted man. And also he encouraged people to buy non Elmer's glue because he saw, you know, he's anti, near monopolies. He was one of those people that made the mistake of going against Crayolas and the Elmer glues. But we wish we would have known now that Lord Elmer, you know, Emperor Elmer, and the Crayola boys, you know, just wreak havoc in the world we used to call Earth. You know, now we call it Terra, you know, depending on where you live, Terra Brown. And anyway, that's what you can expect out of this podcast. And I don't know, sometimes my brain just goes off like a cat, I guess, a slow-moving cat. Or more, I guess more like a drunk mouse. My brain moves like a drunken mouse. And not like a drunken mouse from a cartoon, because it's not a humanoid mouse. But it'll just shoot off in a random direction, then shoot the other way and be like, what the hell's wrong with that mouse, honey? I don't know. Is it trying to get away from it? Where is it going? Well, geez, it just went, oh, here it is back again. I think it's trying to get across the room to end this opening and explain to people that is to take your mind off of stuff, boyfriend. You know, you fall asleep whenever you want. But he seems to be, you know, we can't go in a straight direction to get to the mouse hole. Hey, honey, I got another question for you. Why the hell don't we cover that mouse hole up? Oh, honey, you know, we got our drink. Why do we serve vodka to the mouse? You know, why don't we start with that question? If you're going to be, you know, if this is going to be our mouse, you know. I told you, you know, no mouse discussions after 8. Okay, dear, let's talk about it tomorrow then. So that's it. This podcast will include things like paper mache and drunken, probably not. There won't be any, usually just in the intro is there drunken mice and paper mache. And another thing, don't paper mache any mice, you know, please, you know, teen boys, if you're listening, probably not because you would, you know, already have trolled me, but if you are, don't paper mache any mice. Maybe you could drip a little glue, just, you know, a tiny bit to say, oh, you look so cute with that little... No, don't do that either. But you could make a paper mache mouse, you know, with your mache list in there. But that's it. We're the podcast to put you to sleep. Lighthearted, obscenely strange. I don't know what the right word is for me. I don't know what the hell I've been talking about for the past 8 minutes. But I got the best intentions. I want to, you know, put a, you know, mild smile on your face. I can chit-chat. I can bet you if you're thinking about paper mache and mice, you're not thinking about all the other crap. That's not going to do you any good anyway. We all know you need and you want to get some rest. So give this a shot. I'm your boyfriend. I'm here to chat you off to dreamland. I'm reaching my voice across the deep, dark night to be there for you. The best way I know how, you know, which just happens to me with all this strange stuff. But I'm glad you're here, and I really hope, I really desire, I strive and yearn, all those things. I stand here on the shoulders of a drunken mouse, you know, metaphorically, of course, you know, trying to paper mache my way into your dreams. I just made that. I'm pretty pleased with myself. A drunken mouse just threw up on my foot, though. So that's it. Thanks for stopping by. All right, so this is Tuesday's housekeeping. Housekeeping, we're on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can find older episodes there or on your podcatcher. Oldest episodes will be on the website. If you can't find them out there on the internet, you can comment on the website. You can reach me, feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. The quickest way is at Dear Scooter on Twitter or on Facebook, Sleep With Me Podcast. That's also where I post, like, news stuff, or we talk, you know, make a little comments or quips, I guess maybe you call them. And the bloopers, which, oh boy, bloopers, they'll be there. So that's on Facebook. We also have a Facebook community, sleepwithmepodcast.com/NODS, where you can just... a little more private to share sleep-related matters or stuff about the podcast with other listeners. And the moderators over there, Laura, Julie, Rachel, Lida, and Jennifer. So I want to thank them. Official thanks, I want to thank Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful that does our music. And I want to thank Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Lord and Lady Watch is probably entering a second or third week, but I haven't sent them an email. But, you know, they run food trucks and do a lot of other stuff. So, you know, and the Defrenestrator Watch, it hasn't become a watch out for the Defrenestrator. So we're still on Defrenestrator Watch. So that's all good. If you need extra episodes now, we launch Sleep to Strange, which comes out Monday nights and Wednesday nights to supplement the podcast. Those are episodes without intros, or slightly older episodes. And as I try to organize all the files I have, I mean, this could take centuries, but you know, hopefully I'll be able to dig into the archives and clean up some stuff and then re-release that on there without intros. And so that's Sleep to Strange. You can find that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/strange for if you use an Apple device, or sleepwithme.com/strange Android if you use an Android device. And if you neither, if you're dying to see it and neither one of those works, just, you know, just email me and I'll try to figure out what to do with you. Also, another thing is, I didn't realize this, but every Sunday over on the Game of Drones feed, which is separate from the main podcast feed, I post something over there too, like a remix. And those also get posted on SoundCloud. So that's another thing. If you say, Jesus, you know, I need, you know, I don't know if anyone's saying this because we put out, you know, these episodes are long anyway and they put you to sleep. Well, let's say you got like some, you know, project where you have some mind numbing, you know, it's like, geez, Scooter, you know, I don't even know what you say, geez, I got to, you know, I've got to watch, they've hired me to watch paint dry. Believe it or not, I've hit the big time. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I figure I'll, you know, get into a paint drying watching zone. So I just need as much. And I say, well, geez, I got a solution for you. Congratulations on the new job, by the way. Oh, it's a volunteer position, Scooter. I'm hoping to make it into a career. And I would say, great, sounds great. I'm glad to be there to help you watch paint dry. So that's that. Any other stuff? I think that's it. Sleep to Strange. If you can review, we'll talk about that. Use the Amazon link if you can. sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon. I want to thank over on Twitter. I want to thank Rachel B, T, Chicago Girl, Laceface, Drop Point. I want to thank L Magazine UK for writing us a nice little blurb in there. You know, about being the podcast to help you fall asleep. So that was nice. And I said, geez, could you guys put Tommen on the cover? And they said, the actor that plays Tommen. And then I said, never mind, this is a crank call. And they said, we were in the middle of talking to you. They said, oh, I've gone into a fugue state crank call. Goodbye. And then they said, hey, we're not going to pull that nice blurb we wrote about you. You probably, you know, that's why you put make the podcast and put you're quirky. They have a different term for it in the UK, effing weirdo, but, you know, the same difference. All right, maybe even different than that, but it's fine. So that's LUK, thank you. Facebook, Julie F, Laura, Alexandra, Christian, Caleb, Justin, thank you. Over on YouTube, I want to thank Josh C. I want to thank VN Graveyard for the ASMR tip. Thank you. I want to thank Andrea Girl, who I think is different than our longtime huge supporter, Andrea G. Email-wise, I want to thank Aaron and Cole. I want to thank Meg. I want to thank my sister-in-law, Julie, and my sister-in-law, Flannery. Both separately emailed me this week about the podcast. So wonderful. And on behalf of Flannery, I wanted to give a big shout out to Vivian and Thomas. Welcome to the family. My new, I guess Vivian can't be my sister-in-law, but you could be my, you know, boar sister-in-law. And Thomas, boar brother-in-law, congratulations, welcome to the family. You know, doll, you know, no hugging. Maybe sometimes I hug, but mostly dolls all around. So that's that. Over on iTunes, I want to thank Zodiac Abstract for the review. Works like a magic mythic elixir. And wait till you hear tonight's episode. So, well, you'll probably be asleep for it, but if you're not, elixir, so, you know, elixir related episode, believe it or not. Well, you know, pay, you'll see. I say just so Zodiac Abstract, thank you so much. This soothing, calming, quietly humorous podcast, and they're hooked. They listen to it sometimes once, sometimes twice. Thank you, Zodiac Abstract. If you want to review the podcast, anyone else, sleepwithmepodcast.com/iTunes. Is that what it is? I think that's what it is. It'd be a big help. It helps us stay. you know, when people search for sleep, if I think, I say, I don't know, it just shows your opinion. You say, hey, I relate to that. Just do it for that. Thank you so much. And let's get on to the show. Hey, guys, this is Scooter, and I guess this is going to be controversial, so that's why I'm doing a little prelude here. But I don't know how many of you out there get obsessed with infomercials. Like, I don't really have a lot of infomercial time on my hands lately. But I'm a lover of infomercials. I got to tell you, I love infomercials, and I can't think of anything. You know, it's a win-win-win situation. I was just thinking to myself, I said, Scooter, what could be more soothing than you? And I said, one of those infomercials, maybe. And I said, and geez, what could pay for the podcast? You know, I could take a day off and get paid. And I said, geez, an infomercial, maybe. And I said, what would the audience say? And I said, well, like, maybe some of them will be asleep. And he said, well, Jesus, is it going to have lulling, soothing tones? Well, I don't know. They said you don't get cast control. And I said, oh, boy, really? Well, how much money are we talking? And they said, your lawyer's dealing with it. I said, well, Jesus, I don't have a lawyer. And I said, who is that? And I said, it's you, buddy. I'm the super, super id. I'm the one that knows what he's doing. I'm the man, you know, your man, brain, you know, I'm the manager in your brain. And they said, oh, are you the one I'm looking for, the internal cheerleader? Oh, yeah. So we got this, I got this infomercial lined up for you. And it's a win-win, Scoots. You take the night off, we'll get paid. And if this works, we'll get paid a lot. That's, wait, so is there guaranteed money? Scooter, there's no guarantees in life, buddy. Come on. You get the night off. Do I get a free sample? No, I don't know if you want this sample, Scooter, to be honest. Well, that sounds shady then. Well, this is something the audience can really... Okay. Wait, did you say I get the night off? Yeah, I actually have a special movie pack here with Junior Mints, a bunch of different kinds of M&Ms. And 45 gallons. So, oh, okay, I'll see my audience later. You're going to take over in my same voice? Of course. Well, hey, everybody, this is Scooter. Don't ignore that, the part of me that was just there. I'm proud to present, you know, after calculating what would be the best for everybody, I've decided to do like the stations who turn the show over. Well, every once in a while, to a couple of people, well, to a news program with an E, program, news program. I don't know where the quotations, because they have not, they just sent me the audio. So they said they were going to send me a script, but, and I want to tell you the views express, I don't know what they do at the beginning, before an infomercial, they always say the views don't necessarily, but do not represent the whatever of Sleep With Me podcast whatsoever. We don't endorse this. We just sold this space to, what is this called? Something Enterprises. I can't read it because I got it wet. But Something Enterprises, I think it says LCC or something. So we don't have anything to do with this other than that they paid us. So I'm proud to, I'm so proud to present, you know, whatever's coming up next, because they said I couldn't listen to it first. So here we go. Ba, 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 ba. Hey, everybody, I'm Linda Liebitz here with another episode of I on Science, your favorite news program about science with science. This is actually our first episode, and I'm just so honored to be here. As many of you know, I'm someone, you know, here at Eye on Science, we're interested in keeping our eyes on science. And I'm so interested to be here. I'm here. I have the honor and the pleasure of being here with, sir, would you do us the pleasure of introducing yourself? And because not only are you an author, not only are you a speaker, not only are you a creator, you're a solo preneur and a business person, a human being, And might I say, just an inspiration. Go ahead. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. I'm so glad to be here tonight. My name's Albert Halls, and some might call me a human being. I would take that. That would be the most pleasurable thing. But yes, I'm an author. Yes, I'm a well-known researcher. And many things, but I'm proudest to be a man that some might call revolutionary, but I think I'm enemy number one in the mind of scientists, pharmacists, and university professors, Linda. You know, people say they say I'm not even a human being. Well, geez, why now? Why in the earth would they say that about you? You seem so humanly nice. Well, when would you believe that? You know, I've just dedicated my life to wanting to help people. And when you start helping too many people, when you help someone help themselves, they can help someone else, Linda. And once you start doing that, you start rocking some boats. And once you start rocking some boats, you know, some people say, well, no. When you get a person and you teach them how to say yes, there's a lot of people that want to reteach them how to say no. Do you agree with me, Linda? Oh, well, I mean, I wish I could say no sometimes. I mean, I wish it, but yes, I'm just so excited to hear about your program. Because I hear it's just changing lives one life at a time. Well, that's right, Linda. We're here. We're changing lives. We're not just one life at a time, but not just one person at a time, but we're planning on changing it, really like that, but fast, Linda. Now, I've heard that you're offering big things like health, wealth, success, power, and even, you know, weight loss. And what about these? Could you do anything about the... now, I'm wondering, do you do wrinkle repair and toilet cleaning, too? Oh, Linda. When you empower someone, Linda, when you give them the power to be empowered, any of those things are possible. Those things are just... simple. Those things are just simple things to someone that's completed our program or worked with us here at the Institute. Oh, so the Institute. Now, tell us more about the Institute you work for. Well, we work. I happen to be the founder and the creator and the honorary president of the Institute of Human. Transspatial transportation, Linda. Now, transspatial—that is that's quite a mouthful. The human potential, human institute of human potential, transspatial potential transformation. Now, people that run institutes, those are normally scientists. Now, are you a scientist or a doctor? Oh, Linda, Jesus! Now. That's quite a question. Now, that says you're going to be the next one. They're going to be looking to take down and call a charlatan or a fraud, Linda. So watch what you say, because they're always watching. Well, I guess I will. No, but are you a doctor? No, Linda, let me ask you this question. What does a doctor do? Well, a doctor, he writes prescriptions. Okay, Linda, you're on the right track. What else does a doctor do? A doctor, sends you bills. Okay, Linda, exactly. What else does a doctor do? Doctor, maybe spends too much time. Okay, Linda, anything else a doctor may or may not do? A doctor can write referrals. Okay. So sounds a bit like a doer and not a doctor or a don'ter. Well, I never thought about that. That's interesting. So are you a doctor? Well, I'll tell you what, Linda, thousands of years ago, when man and woman helped man and woman, and they were empowered by a life of simplicity, they had doctors back then, I believe. Oh, did they? And those doctors were considered healers, Linda. doctors that helped you get better. So if that's how you're defining a doctor, then I'm going to teach you to be a doctor. And all of you out there in our audience listening, you're going to make us doctors. Well, I'm going to make you healers, Linda. Heal, doctor, heal yourself and then heal the world. As someone once sang, I think that was Change the World, but that's fine. Now, are you a scientist? Well, Linda, let me ask you a silly question here. Is the world round? Is this a trick question, Dr. Halls? Linda, is the world round? Our Earth or the world? Oh, see, Linda, you're overthinking the question. But I'll tell you what, if you asked a scientist 1,000 years ago if the world was round, they would have told you it was flat. And now if you ask a scientist, you know, if the world's round, they look at you like your head is square, Linda. Oh, jeez. Like your head is, your head is a bit square, though. Now, Linda, many years ago before, in earlier times when things were simpler, scientists merely observed things. As Newton once said, he said, apples fall to the ground. There's a force bringing the apples to the ground. He didn't bother with all the other stuff, Linda. And he was a scientist. Now, if he's a scientist, then I'm a scientist and you're a scientist. Do you understand what I'm saying, Linda? No, but I think maybe, you know, I do these interviews, you know, this is eye on science. Let's put our eyes on science. What do you say, doctor? Well, Linda, I think that's a great idea. Well, doctor, why don't you tell us why you have exciting news about your institute? And I've just been bubbling, waiting to hear it. Well, why don't you tell us some of the things you've discovered at your institute? Well, Linda, we've discovered a way. Since the dawn of humankind, Linda, people have been asking themselves, how do I get ahead? How do I feel stronger? Why is my body aging? Why can't I feel and be more attractive? Jeez, why am I so tired? Why am I so millions of questions people today ask themselves. But they've been asking themselves this for thousands and thousands of years, Linda. And do you have an answer? Linda, I'm happy to announce to you and the listening audience that I do. So you know why we're aging? Isn't it something like our cells are getting older and worn out? No, Linda, I have the answer to the question behind the answer to the question behind the question you just asked. Oh, what question is that? Can I stop the aging process? Can I be more attractive? Can I make more money? Can I have unlimited success? And Linda, I'm happy to tell you, I've discovered the answer to all these questions. And the answer is a yes? It is yes, Linda. Well, wow, that must be so complicated because I know I've read about the workouts LeBron James does or stuff about how much work it is. Or that, you know, stopping the aging process is a natural process would be impossible. In our world, it would, Linda. And that's why we at the Institute are transpatial. We've grabbed a code of transpatial transformation, Linda. Now, transpatial, that was a word you said before. It almost sounds like a made-up word. Is that a made-up word? Linda, it's a word we've discovered here at the Institute because there didn't a word exist before for what we've uncovered. Well, Linda, I'm happy to tell you that not only is transspatial transformation possible, it's incredibly easy. Well, this is amazing stuff, but do you have a personal story that could put it into simpler and more folksy terms for us? Well, Linda, I do happen to have a story about a boy. A young man in the heartland of our country where the grass grows like wheat and the corn stands tall. And men and women go to work every day and they push their sleeves up and they work hard to bring home food for the family. Well, that sounds like a wonderful place. And, you know, Linda, we all know it's a place that's disappearing around these here parts. But not long ago, maybe just two or three generations ago, there was a young man. And he was raised in those parts by a loving set of parents. And the parents worked hard every day to make sure this boy and the rest of his family had food and an education and things like discipline and understanding and those things. Now, they didn't have the finer things in life, Linda. Oh, well, not all of us can have those things. But then one day, big company came and the family lost the farm, Linda. And the boy overheard some things and he wanted to save the farm. And he had got this crazy idea that if he ran away and hid in a cave for a while, he could save the farm. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, this boy did, Linda. And this boy went away to a cave, and he had already had a cave. He called it his crying cave, where he would go and cry. I just feel like this story, even the way you're telling it, is so... I feel like I'm there with this boy. Tell me more. Well, this boy went down to his crying cave, Linda, and he cried. He cried about the farm. He cried about his favorite cow. And he said to himself, I'm not going to let these city slickers come and take my cow and make my father frown and my mother, fritter about. Then he said to himself, I've been in this cave and cried so many times, but no tears today. I'm staying in this cave till the farm is saved. Now, went, Linda, what would a city slicker tell you happened? Now, if you were writing a story in New York City, what would you say happened? Well, I hate to do this because I do live in New Rochelle, but it's close. But I would say, unfortunately, that the boy probably lost the farm, but maybe he learned a life lesson that made him stronger. And maybe he started a car company or a chemical company or an agribusiness company. Well, Linda, you'd be wrong because the boy left the cave. Boy left the cave and the farm was saved, Linda. Well, how was it saved? It sounds like, Linda, the details of these stories don't matter. What matters is, Linda, that against all likelihood, just as you thought, just like the banks thought, they said that we're going to take this here farm from this family for no reason. We're going to upturn their roots and the way of doing things. And we're going to impose our will on this family because we can. And this boy, he wouldn't have it. He ran away and hid. And he did cry in his crying cave, but he still saved the farm. Well, I still don't understand how that's possible. Well, this boy traveled into another dimension, a transspatial dimension, across a transverse plane, went into this dimension. Went into another, Linda, this is complicated stuff, but this boy had the sense to work hard in his transdimensional journey and put his sleeves up, put his nose to the grindstone. And through pure will alone, Linda, he traveled across dimensions and changed the fate and empowered his family forever. Okay, in the cave... not exactly, Linda. He left the cave and traveled transdimensionally. It's complicated, Linda. Don't try to wrap your head around it because it doesn't make any sense. It almost sounds like you've traveled into that dimension. You've changed and your aura's changed and you've become so authoritative suddenly. And while I don't understand this story, I understand the fact that the boy got exactly what... Did he get everything he wanted? Everything and more, Linda. This boy got health, wealth, power, love. He made his mother smile and his father patted him on the back. And the bankers were the ones crying and frittering away and returning to the city with their heads bowed. And no one was the wiser. Well, didn't they ask why or what happened? No, Linda. No one needed to understand. It just all made sense somehow. And that's the science of it that we've been studying here at the Institute. What happened in that cave? What happened to the boy? Was he spinning a yarn? Well, I could tell you not, because I was that boy, Linda. And I can tell you what happened is that within my crying cave, I found a portal to what many have called the transverse plane that may sit atop or around all the universes that the famous scientists have been trying to unlock. Well, this is amazing, but you know, how much would it be to get into that cave? Well, Linda, what if I told you don't have to go to that cave? What if I told you that cave had come to me, and that portal just happened to open up at the right time when I needed it? Well, I would say that really doesn't make any sense then. Well, Linda, I gotta tell you, you're asking me a lot of tough questions, and I'm glad you're asking the hard questions, because the people out there, they deserve answers. And that's why I set aside all this time to get to this interview. But I gotta tell you, I gotta ask you, what happened in the plane? I'm interested. So, did you hit your head, or do you have any history of episodes? Were you conscious? Was there any other beings there? Oh, Linda, now you're talking like somebody from the FDA. I thought you were here looking for answers and not questions. Well, I thought you were looking for yeses, Linda. Power, wealth, those are the things you asked about earlier. Because, Linda, I got to tell you, I have access. We at the Institute have been working on advanced scientific methods. Science-like methods, maybe. Okay, Jerry says I got to say science-like methods. And they've built their houses on a foundation of lies, Linda. Now, I have a crossroads I've been facing, because it's like I could either take all this information, all the power I know, and use it to fight these people, these ignoramuses, these bureaucrats, or I could give it to the people that really need it, Linda. The people out there that are suffering, the people that have psoriasis, the people that are lonely, the people that have been passed up for jobs, the people that just say, geez, I just want to look like 10 years younger, and I wish I had a way to do that. If I did that, I'd be happy. Well, Linda, those are the people I'm looking to help, the people like you and me, regular people. So, Linda, the scientists, we the Institute have been working day and night for the past 20 to 30 years. And due to my personal dedication, now, how many people work at the, well, Linda, let's focus here. Linda, too, because my personal dedication was, geez, not everybody can have a cave. How can we replicate this and make it easy for people to have a transpatial transport, transformation? Well, it'd be great if it was as easy as popping a pill. Well, Linda, how about if it was a little bit easier than that? Well, how could it be easier than that? But what about it, Linda? Just a little bit of liquid. As a matter of fact, a great taste in liquid in 4 flavors. And not only includes the ability to cross over to the transverse plane, but also all your recommended vitamins and other supplements. And you just take it at bedtime. So I would just drink this at bedtime. What do you call it? Like, Linda, we like to call it transy. Transy. Yes, we call it transy, Linda. It's just like a vitamin supplement. We have bubblegum, cherry, cola, root beer. And coming in the fall, we'll probably have peppermint and chamomile, Linda. But what we discovered at the Institute, Linda, I said, what was in that cave that was so special that brought this little boy the ability to travel to another universe to save his family's farm through means that's too complicated to explain at this time? And we traveled that cave using advanced scientific instruments, Linda. And you know what we found out? Well, what did you find out? That the cave and the rocks in that cave were full of elements, Linda. What kind of elements? Linda, would you believe natural elements were in that cave? But natural, 100% natural earth elements. That's right, Linda. Elements that used to be in our diet back when we were simpler people. And they were in abundance until the modern age stripped these things from our diet. And we believe at the Institute that years and years ago, people would have this in abundance, and they could travel. That traveling to the transverse plane was a fairly normal experience for ancient man. And that would explain our current obesity crisis, our current sleep crisis, crime, unparalleled dissatisfaction. And would you agree all those things are in abundance in our world? Oh, yes. And would you believe, Linda, it's just a matter of modern man lacking the right type of minerals within his body, within his or her body, to access a transverse plane. And some people might say, now let me ask you a question. Are you saying this would be like a religious experience or like crossing over into heaven or something like that? Oh, no, no, Linda. This would be as simple as do you have a gym membership, Linda? Well, yes, I do. And you ever go to movies and you say, oh, this is a romantic comedy. I need a little romance. As a matter of fact, I do. Okay, Linda. Well, and how much do you think you spent good money on those things, don't you? And it just brings you a little bit of a temporary fix. Or you have a gym membership and you feel bad about yourself because you don't go enough. Yeah, you're right. These are the ills of modern man. Businesses taking advantage when all it is a lack of proper elements. Now, we at the Institute have worked hard to find the right secret blend of the elements. And we've used DNA carbon basing. We've analyzed the caves, and we've even analyzed some ancient man to say, geez, what was going on in these people's bodies that enabled them to be so young and thin and strong and happy, virile and powerful? Okay, so I just drink this supplement and then I find myself lost in another world? Oh, no, 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 Linda, it's so much simpler than that. That's the magic that ancient man knew so much better than me than we did, Linda. You know, the ancient man used to sleep in caves with paintings. And if you went through with a torch now, it seemed like the paintings moved. And there was all sorts of theories about those paintings and those caves and such things. And for thousands of years, so-called psychiatrists and psychologists and brain analyzers have tried to unlock the power of human beings' dreams, Linda. And Linda, do you always ever have dreams and they don't seem to make any sense to you? Or in your dreams, it's a little bit like your life. You get close to getting what you want, but then you just can't quite get it because you can't speak, or you don't have clothes on, or your teeth are missing or something like that. Or, you know, you have a tentacle instead of an arm. Well, yeah, that happens to me all the time. It's a lack of elements, Linda. Now, ancient man knew better. They would simply go to sleep, and when they dreamed, as they call it nowadays, ancient man was really crossing over into the transverse plane, which is just as real as you and I sitting here, Linda. Well, it doesn't get any realer than this. And when they crossed over, ancient man would have adventures. They would learn how to become a warrior. They would have great love affairs. They'd have battles with the gods and goddesses. You ever wonder where all this nincompoopy literature comes from, Linda, the ancient stuff and these crazy ideas? It was just adventures in the transverse plane. And all those dreams you have that are just as unfulfilled as... Let me ask you a question, Linda, because I see the way... Linda, have you ever had a dream full of satisfaction, full of joy, full of passion? I have. And Linda, how did you feel after that dream? I felt wonderful and a bit forlorn. And Linda, did the dream affect you for days afterwards? You felt good for a few days afterwards. I did. I felt like I was walking with George Clooney on cloud 9. And Matt Damon, but he was still asleep. But yes, I did. But Linda, what if every once in a while we get the right balance of elements? Didn't you wake up and you could have sworn that dream was real, Linda? Well, I you're right. You're right. I could. Linda, what if it was real? Well, that's just silly. It sounds silly. Who does it sound silly to, Linda? To you or the person you're thinking about that's going to criticize you for believing it could be real? I don't know what to say. Linda, now we're getting somewhere. If we could just get you rebalanced and get some of these vital elements restocked in your body, you could just be like your ancient sisters. You've heard of wizards and warlocks and witches, Linda. What if those things were real? Didn't little Linda ever fantasize about flying on a unicorn with, you know, whoever it was? But then also having an experience there that you can bring back to your regular life. You feel younger, Linda. You look younger. And suddenly you find you're getting what you want in your life. Because when you go over the transverse plane knows how to provide for you what you really need. And it's another part of our secret program, is as you drink Transy, you're going to just say out loud an affirmation of what you want. And you're going to speak it out to the Transy. I like to say it right in the bottle, right after I drink it. And lately, I'll be honest with Linda, it's a different Linda. I say, I'd like to kiss Linda Cohn. And it hasn't happened yet, but I think that's just a lack. I've been working so hard, my elements are so out of whack, Linda. But anyway, that's all you do. You go to sleep. So I just go to sleep, and I say, I want popping buys, and the next day I wake up and I have popping buys. Well, and if it was only that easy, nothing, we all know, I'm not here to sell snake oil. Nothing happens in one night. It's a process. But when you do cross over in the transverse plane, you will have the common sense, and you'll have 8 hours. You'll be recovering 8 hours of your life, and you'll be working out. And you may not even remember the next day working out. You might not even feel, because when you're working out of there on a transverse plane, there's a level of higher intelligence there, because there's none of this mishmash nonsense in our world. So you'll probably work out a little bit less, a little bit slower, and it could be you could supplement it here, and you'll find your workouts skyrocketing, Linda. You'll find any effort you put in this life will pay off tenfold in the other world. Okay. So it takes time. That sounds reasonable. I thought you were going to say it's instant cure. And we all know that's a load of malarkey. That's right, Linda. That's what they sell at grocery stores, a load of malarkey. But I'm not here. I'm here selling real answers to real problems. Well, my sister, she says, Linda, how do you do it? How do you go on those shows and interview those brilliant, brilliant scientists? I'm afraid I have, performance anxiety. What about her? Linda, you already know the answer. She just takes some Transy. She tells, she says, geez, I'd like to develop some confidence. I'd like to perform. And I can guarantee you, once her elements are rebalanced, but even before they're fully rebalanced, she's going to start to have dreams of her being a star. And if she sticks with the program, Linda, the potential is unlimited. But that's the other side of it. You got to stick with, nothing happened. Rome was not built in a day, Linda. And your dreams can't be answered in one day. One trip to the transverse plane, you'll just barely be able to find your way around. Now, I got a quick question. Do we actually go to the transverse plane, or we just dreaming of it? We physically, Linda, now you're talking metaphysics, and that's above my pay grade, but I believe if you just test this program out, you're going to find out the answer for yourself, and it's probably worth a try. Well, I got to tell you, if what you're telling me is real, you're telling me the truth, I swear on my heart, Linda, that all I need to do is drink a little wonder. You said it's a wonderful tasting. I take vitamins already. That's right, Linda. You don't have to buy vitamins anymore. And I just take this at bedtime and I say, Jesus, this is what I would like. You know, what about my ankle, my right ankle? Linda, you can heal yourself. I told you that already. And so I would just say, fix my ankle. Because the doctor said it's that kind of arthritis that can't be cured. Linda, who do the doctors really work for? Come on now. Do they work for you? Have you ever signed a check 100% to the doctor? Well, you're right about that. Linda, you just give it time, just like all things in all good time. Now, I can't make any guarantees because this is the kind of road only a brave person that really wants something can travel down. Okay, well, now here's where we get to the gotcha moment. I figured it out now because you've gotten over all my objections and you told me that all my dreams are possible in my dreams. You've told me how to do it, but now you're going to tell me how much it costs, and I'm going to say, oh, goodness gracious, no. Well, Linda, how about if I told you I could start you out for free, and everyone listening just tonight. Tonight only. You know, but in some parts of the world, it might not be night. So everyone that's listening right now, I can give you 30 days of this program 100% free, including shipping and handling, Linda. Well, that's usually that's a gotcha thing. You say free, $30 shipping and handling, and then it's just sugar water. Yeah, that's how those agribusiness people do it, Linda, but not me. Not the Institute. You know, you're looking at a boy who's cried in a crying cave and saved a farm, Linda. I'm the God's honest truth, and I want to help you and every listener start down the path to your dreams, and that's why I'm offering it for free. Because, Linda, we all know anybody can pitch. There's a pitch man on every corner, Linda. There's an advertisement on every channel. I could tell you everything you want, but if your neighbor Larry tells you, Linda, my Gorder's been got because of this stuff, you're going to believe him. If you see him with the woman of his dreams tomorrow, you're going to say, Larry, what did you do? You don't even, you know, your teeth are, oh, wait, your teeth aren't green anymore, and you have a bride. And she seems, you say, Linda, my elements are in alignment now. Well, this just sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? There is no catch, Linda. You take a 30-day supply of trans, you try it out, and if you like it, you know, when you order the first trans, you will say, we'll take your credit card number, and at a convenience, we'll send you the second month when you're done with the first month. But I can tell you, if you're like me and you say, geez, this is, you'll know after 4 or 5 days if you want to keep trying it. And if you do, we'll just keep sending it to you month after month, and we're going to have new flavors. And every month it'll come right to your doorstep, the answers to all your problems. But they aren't the answer to your problem. You are, Linda. We're just helping you get back in alignment and head over to the transverse plane to get it all worked out. Well, that just sounds wonderful. And what a generous offer that, Linda. I consider it a cost advertising because I'm so confident that everyone here is going to try this. And not only are they going to tell everybody and their cousin to buy Trancy, but the world is suddenly going to be a much more wonderful place to live in, Linda. And I can tell you, when I run into Larry at a red light next time, he's going to say, go right ahead. Look at me and my nice teeth and my nice lady friend now. I'm as happy as a clam. You know, road rage will disappear, Linda. Crime will disappear. Obesity will disappear. Riffraff will disappear, Linda. All those things are possible with just one bottle of Transy. I mean, one bottle every day for are you saying forever? Well, Linda, that's going to be your choice. You know, once you subscribe, our operators are standing by. You can order it on the internet. We've got ourselves a Transy app with 2 Z's, though. Don't, you know, the one with 1 Z is a different. But a Transy app with 2 Z's. However you prefer, you want to write us a check and money order or cash on the barrelhead, Linda, we'll work with you. Because I just want to help. I just want to help make this world a better place. And I tell you, when all the people, you know, I tend to get hot-headed and rail against everybody. But the one thing I want to put out of business are crying caves, Linda. Because I don't want any more boys losing their farm. Any more Lindas losing their doll. I found your doll, by the way, when I was in the transverse plane. Snooky. The bunny with one ear. Wait a second. No. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a fix. Do you have Snooky? What color is Snooky? Snooky's 50% pink and 50% turquoise because your parents, they said when you were born, oh, it's really Snooky. Oh, here it is, Linda, and I had it, and I came across this in a dream, and I brought it back for you. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy. So that's it, Linda. I say a simple product, a simple solution for complicated problems, you know. And it all happens at night. You know, people talk about being more efficient. We've got 8 hours of time. And I and the fine people at my institute have finally unlocked that time. And I'm proud to offer this worldwide. I'm not just going to help us here in the U.S. of A. I want to help our brothers and sisters, almost everyone across the globe, you know, with a few exceptions. Have access to this product across the globe so we can finally say enough is enough. And I want everyone's elements to be in alignment, Linda. Linda, you seem speechless and you're just rubbing your face with Snookies or whatever it was called. Yes, I just, oh, this is the greatest day of my life. Transy, thank you. Okay, Linda, I'll take off. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear clearly, how you know what? I don't even need to advertise. You know how to find us. You know you want to find us. The solution will be at your doorstep. And I'll tell you what, it's not just free shipping and handling, it's free 2-day shipping and handling. Oh, you know what? I'm just getting, my accountant said to no, do not offer overnight shipping. But I'm going to offer it to you because I know there's plenty of you out there that want to get your hands on Transy and want to get it started. You want to start the rest of your life, I think. So go ahead and call Google. You'll find out the number. And join us here. In a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to join the Transy family. That's why I'm going to make one more offer to any of you that are still out there that are on the fence. That want to cross over into the transverse plane every single night. I got two offers for you, ladies. And one is double strength Transy. Double the elements. And so when is double bad? You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Double the elements. You know, double the trip over there. Transy extra strength. And this is only going to be available for a short time. So call and contact us immediately. But those of you that happen to be listening right now, I want to call you my Transy family, my close personal friends. And if you want to cross over there with me and you say, well, geez, I don't know about this. It kind of sounds a little different, you know, I'm not the kind of person that just goes crossing over the transverse plane by myself. I understand that. And you could become a member of the Transy community group. And that's just an extra tiny monthly charge where you could have a Transy, where you can have your own transpersonal coach. And you can meet people that are just like you. They say, geez, I want to lose 5 pounds. I just want to transverse into the transverse plane and lose 5 pounds. Where you can hear and tell stories of your personal transformation. Where you can see miracles firsthand. And where you can help your fellow Transy family members unlock their potential. Think of all that. So you can join the Transy family. That's the Transy Surprise Society plan. And that's only going to be open for a little minute. You know, we can't just take everybody, but you folks that are listening right now, I get the sense because I've already met you. You know, because I'm almost fully restocked with my elements. And you might say, what element? I say, save that for the FDA. You know, they don't work for you and me. Okay? And I would say if they wanted to know what elements restack your body transverse to the transverse plane, they would have told you, but they don't want you to know. In fact, they're probably afraid because they say, geez, if Bert was happy, what would we sell him? Right? Exactly. So I want to thank all you folks for your time. I want to thank Linda Cohn, if you happen to be listening. You know, I'll be making out with you soon in the transverse plane, but I will not interrupt your wonderful life here in the, you know, normal world. So that'll just be, you know, our private business. Anyway, don't worry about it. I get a little distracted myself. But anyway, folks, I'm so happy to be able to offer this to you. I want to thank you for your time, and I want to wish all of you the best. And those of you that aren't brave enough, those of you that are too afraid, those of you that say this is nonsense, there's no transverse plane, this is a bunch of jokes, I feel bad for you folks. Because it's 30 days free, why wouldn't you try it? That's just a part of your brain talking that doesn't believe in second chances. But here at the Institute, we believe in a chance every night. A chance to unlock your dreams. Power, youth, wealth, health, love, weight loss. All those things available to you right at your doorstep. Transy. Transform your life right now for free. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for this honor and opportunity to enable you to empower yourself every single night of the rest of your life, which will be a life worth living. So contact us today. I would say contact us immediately. Because once we get your address and stuff and your credit card bill, or your bank, you know, it'd be better if you give us up your bank numbers. You know, even when the government tries to step in and block this miracle program, we'll get it to you. We will find a way, because I will not be stopped. Transy will not be stopped. Progress will not be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud to be here to help you help yourself. Thank you so much.